This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's time now for our occasional series, I've Always Wondered, where listeners ask their questions about the economy.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
How the economy works, why it works the way it does. Today's question is about ice cream, which, yes, the timing may be a little odd considering it is winter, but sundaes are always delicious. And it's a question that I'll admit I've had myself.
My name is Brian Steeler from Los Angeles, California. And the question I've always wondered about is, why is the ice cream machine at McDonald's always broken?
Seriously, we asked Sally Herships to look into it for us.
Imagine this. You are really craving a McFlurry.
I'm a big fan of the McFlurry. I like McFlurries. I think they're tasty.
Adam Goldman is 31. He's a screenwriter. And today we've come to a McDonald's in Brooklyn to check out the ice cream machine mystery. It's almost lunchtime and the place is packed. We can see the soft serve machine right behind the counter. We are so close we can practically feel the frostiness while we wait in line.
Hi. Can I try the new Rolo McFlurry? And
a small Oreo McFlurry.
We were off to a good start. The soft serve machine was working. But the McFlurry machine, a fancy mechanical stirring device, was not. It just wouldn't stir. We had a sad moment.
It should be easy. It should be convenient, you know? It should just work. Like if Apple made the McFlurry machine, it would just function. I think it's just like another disappointing thing about the world that sometimes the McFlurry machine doesn't work.
It turns out many consumers have been complaining about McDonald's ice cream machines for some time. Josh Anish is a data guy. He works with Quantifind, a social media research firm. A couple of years ago, he was playing around with some new software at work. It identified trends and what consumers were saying about brands on social media. And Anish says there was a weird spike in the data.
The data was extremely compelling. I mean, I do this all the time, and this was the most black and white story I've ever seen.
People were angry at McDonald's, really angry. Last year, negative comments were up almost 80% from the year before.
And then we said, why are people more and more angry at McDonald's?
The number one reason, the ice cream machines. They seem to be out of order all the time. So far this year, Anish says there have been 21,744 negative tweets. McDonald's wouldn't tell me how often this happens, and we tried to get an answer. What a company spokesperson would say, and only via email, McDonald's soft serve equipment gets serviced during off-peak hours. McDonald's also wouldn't confirm a Wall Street Journal article from early this year that described a lengthy and laborious ice cream machine cleaning process, which led me to 25-year-old Maddie Alexander. Now, she's a data journalist in D.C., but when she was in high school, Alexander worked at a McDonald's in Oklahoma City for 2 years.
Why are the ice cream machines at McDonald's always broken?
Oh, boy. So the ice cream machines at McDonald's are always broken, mostly because they take forever to clean.
Alexander says between 3 and 5 hours.
I remember at some point like getting up onto a ladder and trying to feed like a pipe cleaner down into the machine and it getting stuck several times.
She says there are all these little white plastic parts, and it's complicated. You have to take multiple pieces out, wash them, wait for them to dry completely before putting them back in. And the machines have these sensors, sensitive sensors. If it overheats from dispensing too much ice cream, it automatically shuts off. But the worst part, Alexander says if you messed up at any point in the process, you had to start all over again from the beginning.
Oh, I would much rather do my taxes than clean that stupid machine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I would do 5 people's taxes before I would clean an ice cream machine again.
Alexander says they're like the temperamental printer at your office. You know, the one with all the buttons and sorting trays. When it breaks, you just kind of avoid it and hope someone else will fix it. Back at the McDonald's, it looks like we are going to get our McFlurries after all. Remember the broken McFlurry machine? Fortunately, the worker behind the counter came up with a solution. She hand-stirred our McFlurries.
Mmm. And I can't even tell that it was made artisanally by hand rather than by a machine.
How are you feeling?
Feeling better than I was a minute ago. I got a McFlurry.
Other McFlurry fans take heart. McDonald's says it is new soft serve and shake equipment that will be available in the future. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
This series is all about you and your questions, so send them in. Tell us what you've always wondered at marketplace.org.